Nyawaskanagagwego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is the Seneca word for music or song. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. And as always, you're invited to enjoy the music and the chat. I have the honor of welcoming Sandra Suter to Gino today. She's my featured guest. She's Cree Métis, tracing her lineage back to the 1800s. Her family of origin is from the Red River area in Manitoba. And while she was raised in a loving non-Indigenous family, Sandra's story is one of reaffirmation, reconnection, finding her cultural roots. Today we'll be discussing a number of her works, including her album Cluster Stars and Aurora 12. We'll hear her latest single, Midnight Serenade. We'll even get a holiday track in. But kicking things off right now, it's Mountain Song, and you're listening to Gino.
If faith can move mountains, then why can't I believe that my people will protect me, not bring me to my knees, or watch over me? Watch over me. I give to my people my blood, my breath, my pain. I was here in the beginning. I will be here at the end. I'll watch over you. I'll watch over you. I've been here a million years, and I know why you cry. I need you to come to me. There's a reason we survived. Survived. There's a reason we survived. There's a reason we survived.
This is the mountain. This is the mountain. This is the mountain song.
A nice offering from Sandra Suter's Cluster Stars, kicking off our listening today, taking you back to 2018 with Mountain Song. I'm excited for today's conversation and to welcome Sandra to the show. She's touched all the bases. She's a little bit country, she's a little bit rock and roll, she's a little bit blues as well. In fact, we're going to be discussing her latest single, Midnight Serenade, before our time is up as well, so stay tuned for that. I also have one from Aurora 12. And a whole lot of great conversation happening today. So without further ado, welcome to Gino today, Sandra. How are you doing?
Thank you, Brett. I am so honored to be here with you. I'm doing great, and all the better because I get to spend some time with you on your show.
I know. We need to make this kind of a regular thing, even if it's not. Yeah, well, anyway, so we have a lot to talk about today. First and foremost, as is often the case, would you be so kind as to tell listeners out there a little bit about yourself?
You bet. So everybody knows my name, Sandra Suter, and my indigenous name is Ogijidakwe, which means peaceful warrior woman. And it's a little confusing to folks because it's an Ojibwe name, but I'm Métis. And I was, to further confuse things, I was raised in a non-indigenous family and found my Cree Métis roots when I was about 29, but it was more like affirming than finding. So yeah, I lived a privileged life, and I've played music for a long, long time. And, I just think that the world is a beautiful place that we can all hang out in it together.
I couldn't agree more. And you mentioned playing music for a long time. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking like 7 years old is when you started jamming, yeah?
You bet. Yeah, my dad brought home a piano. Ooh. When I was 7 years old to our house. And I've been playing music ever since. It was the best gift he could have given us as kids. My brothers didn't stick with it, but I sure did. And yeah, I think for every child, it would be fantastic if they had an instrument like that to form a initial relationship with music. Yeah.
Oh, I agree 100%. Let's talk about the instruments you play. So piano, right? You also play guitar.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the instruments I play well?
Well, I think it'd be a much more interesting conversation to talk about the ones you don't play well. But again, maybe we can save that for another time. No. Okay. So, I mean, you're a well-rounded musician. My next question, though, is, you kind of had this reaffirming moment when you were about 29. And I'm curious, how has your relationship with music changed, or has it changed at all since these discoveries?
Oh, what a great question. Wow. You know, I don't even know if I thought about it that way, but, 29, finally figure out that what I thought my whole life was true, especially when I met my indigenous birth family, that I found where I belonged. And I think, I played piano, I dabbled in guitar. I still dabble in guitar, but I think I lost the fear of instruments that I didn't know very well at that point. I felt more like I had a right or I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like, you feel like you're an imposter. I know we talk about the imposter syndrome thing.
Well, especially right now. I mean, we can get that right out there. I mean, it's a huge conversation up there in Canada right now. Michelle Latimer, Megan Meister. So, I am curious, actually, how difficult it was to reconnect because of, things like that.
Mm. And I'm not even know if those things were that prevalent then, but when I met my birth family, one of my birth cousins, somebody who's not with us anymore, was really reluctant to claim me because he had a really close relationship with my birth father, and my birth father didn't know I existed. And he was gone. He died when he was 31 years old, so he died around the same time that I met this cousin. And he just was kind of like, well, what does she want, and how do we know that she's Daryl's daughter? And there was that initial discussion. Another relative, my uncle Gil, who I'm really close to, he said, well, you know what? We don't have anything, so it doesn't matter if you want anything. Let's just meet this woman, right? Yeah. So then I showed up, and their jaws hit the floor when I walked in the room because I looked fit in and because my birth father.
Oh, wow.
And he was an attractive man, so that's good.
Well, you're an attractive woman, and so it's fitting, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, it kind of translated across those genders somehow. Thank goodness. But they've accepted me, no question. And I think it's partly too because I think like them and I talk like them, and they say that I think like he did, and that's a beautiful thing because there's nothing I would have liked more than to have known him.
Before our time is up, as I was mentioning in the introduction, we're going to talk a little bit about Vince Fontaine. In fact, before this first block of listening is up, we're going to hear a track that you're featured on Indian City's final CD with Vince. The song is called Storyteller. And then again, we're going to be jumping around because you're a really diverse musician. But let's first things first. We're going to talk about your latest single, and I was wondering if you could help introduce this track.
Awesome. So that's kind of a song that I wrote when I made up some chords because I was bored because it was COVID, and I needed to write something that talked about the seductiveness of addiction knocking on our door in the middle of the night, and how it's kind of like a lover inviting you in, enticing you in, and even when you know better, it's hard not to choose the thing that's not going to be good for you. And so I made up these chords. They're probably real chords, but I don't know what they're called. And I just built a song from that, and I'm really honored that you're going to play it.
Listeners are in for a treat. We have a lot of great listening today. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce this track to Sandra Suter's Midnight Serenade, her latest single, Turn It Up and Sing Along, Asaranonda Jates. You're listening to Gyno.
Silence, don't you bother me no more. I heard you when you knocked upon my door, but I'm not letting you in, 'cause I know where you've been before. Lonely, I don't wanna see your face. There's parts of you I know I can't erase. You don't get to stay in this place. Midnight serenade me. I know you wanna save me, but baby, I've heard all that before. Midnight serenade me. I know you wanna save me, but baby, I don't need you. You just need to understand. So sing your serenade, but hear me when I say walk away. Thank you.
there's me and there's you. That makes two. What do you wanna do? I got so much running right through my head. I probably shouldn't share it with you, but baby, I'm going to. Here's what I wanna do. See, I got a you on my brain, and I got a one thing left to say. Why don't you get out of my head and into my arms here in my bed? But baby, what do you wanna do? Slow motion and take the time that you need. 'Cause baby, I'm right where I wanna be. See, I got Sade playing on the radio, the candles burning and I'm ready to go. Oh baby, what do you wanna do? See, I got a you brain, and I got one thing left to say. Why don't you get out of my head and into my arms here in my bed? Baby, what do you wanna do? My tender kiss will make you melt. Feel so much better, baby, than you've ever felt. And we'll be here until the sun comes up. So tell me, baby, what do you wanna do?
Blackbird, and this is Cody Blackbird from Blackbird, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, and you are listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
I want the world to know you're a storyteller. I want them to know that you're as smart as a book. When I see the world, I know you can read the stars. And you're as colorful as the rainbow looks. Can they see you now? Can they hear you cry? As the world changes right in front of your eyes. Your journey leads you through the eastern skies. You're a storyteller. Sharing truths, yours and mine.
From Indian City's Code Red, featuring today's featured guest, that storyteller winding down the first block, listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the conversation. Let's hop right back into things right now, Sandra. All right, Vince Fontaine, Indian City, you're featured on this. When we first started talking at the Native American Music Awards, I told you I had just lost my dear friend Joanne Shenandoah. And actually had Vince on Gyno around that time, like a year ago now. And, you know, the excitement in his voice, talking all these plans that he wanted to take Indian City and have this, you know, big kind of circus atmosphere, traveling show like Bob Dylan and all of this. And, you know, boom, out of the blue, that rocked me. When I had heard that he had passed away, it was just such a shocking thing. But, you know, I didn't know him quite like you did. And I want to talk about your relationship. I want to talk about Indian City, Code Red. Wow.
Yeah. He was incredible artist, visionary. And he was really, you know, tapped into home issues in Indian country. He was an incredible guy. I don't know how he was able to maintain all of the friendships that he had across North America and beyond. Just incredible. But this Indian City was, you know, the Code Red album was a vision that he had to bring people together. And, you know, it wasn't a pandemic response. It was more like, hey, humanity, we're in trouble. We got to do something right now, regardless of this pandemic. I'm really honored to be on the Indian City Code Red album. And Vince, yeah, you nailed it. Like, it was such a loss to lose him. And he lives on through music and through shows like yours, where you recognize that talent and his ability to touch all of us. So thank you for that.
One of the earliest powerful moments that I had while producing Gyno was when I talked to him about the Here and Now album and the song Take Me Home, and it just brought me to tears. It's such a beautiful song. And it was at that moment that I realized, you know, there are going to be some difficult conversations, because then, of course, you know, for listeners out there, that song deals specifically with the residential school issues. You know, and it broke my heart, and it really made me stop and think, you know what I mean? So it was an honor to have had the interaction that I did with them, and you know, what a great song and collaboration that and your offering with Storyteller on that album. I am curious, how did you guys get to start working together?
You know, I met him through a woman named Andrea McLandis. So I work in Indigenous community industry relations during the day, and so did she. And she brought him around at an Inspire fancy gala event that was happening in Calgary when she and I were both there. She brought him around. I met him, and she told me about the music that he was up to, and I listened to it. And fast forward a few months, I'm writing a grant application with with Pat and Paul Alberta, Alberta Foundation for the Arts. And my grant writer said, if you could have anything you want, what would it be? And I said, I want Vince Fontaine to produce this album. Ooh. And that's how we met, how we deepened that relationship, because it was just a cursory, hey, hi, here's my friend from Andrea. But after that, when Vince and I started working on this album together, and he said, yes, he would produce it, he brought in Chris Burt-Gaffney, and we just really formed a really close musical friendship. We also fought a lot about music, and we supported each other in the things that we fought for in music. And that is what relationships are all about, isn't it?
Sure. I like what you said earlier in our pre-interview, where you mentioned those are the kinds of friends that are going to help you to take your art to another level, right?
Absolutely. He always, you know, he had a vision, and he always pursued that vision, no matter what was going on. And he, you know, he made that vision come to life in the Cluster Stars album, which was the first album I did with Chris and Vince. And in Storyteller, wow, Brett, we recorded another song for that album, and neither of us was really that happy with it. And then he phoned me up and he said, come this weekend, I've got a new song for you. He didn't play it for me. I don't think he had finished writing it. And I took my mom with me to Winnipeg, and we got to the hotel, and Vince came up to our hotel room with a guitar, and he played it for the first time in the hotel room that night, and left me the guitar, left me the chord charts, left me the lyric sheet. And I worked on it, put some headphones on my mom. she watched her iPad while I was working on this thing, and we recorded it the next day. And, you know, there are things in life that are so incredibly meaningful. If I say to you as a man, here I'm a woman talking to a man, and I say to you, what is the most amazing thing that you think a man has ever done for me? You're not going to say, I think it might be that a man wrote a song for you to sing that captured your voice, took into account your range, your style, what you love, and situations in your life that were imminent at that time. That's the most beautiful thing anyone has ever done for me. And Vince did that in writing Storyteller, letting me put a little bit of my own stuff in there, and then wow, we did it like and done, right? Harmonies, everything.
Yeah, that's a special kind of magic, a conjuring, if you will.
Yeah, and you know, funny thing about it, he wrote one line in it in Mindful of a Friend of Ours that we released, who had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. Mm. And here you and I are talking today, right? Vince left us in January. Mm. And the friend he wrote that about left us on Monday. So now they're hanging out playing together. And Storyteller is still alive, carrying both of them.
To me, that's one of the greatest things about music, that ability to be able to, in essence, leave that a nice footprint behind for when we're gone.
Yeah.
This conversation is inspiring me to want to put together a Vince Fontaine tribute. I think I'm ready for it, too. Like I said, I wasn't when he passed, because I had just done my tribute to Joanne, and I was reeling from that, and that was like another blow to the gut. But yeah, I'd really love to continue that conversation here at some point as well.
Beautiful.
When we were getting ready for today's conversation, as I often do, I like to ask my guests for a couple recommendations. And one of these tracks that we're going to hear in this next block is from, I'm going to try and say this right, Chantal Kraviazic. And also on the Code Red album, too. Yeah, would you tell us a little bit about that track and why you picked it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think what we were talking earlier about identity and, you know, in the 80s, maybe it wasn't quite as popular to say that you were Indigenous as it is today. Mm. Like for my birth family in the 50s and 60s, you know, you had to hide your identity. And I think sometimes, Kraviazic, I don't know about this firsthand because I've never spoken to her, but I do know that she's Indigenous and she's learning her roots and her culture, and she's very interested in it. So there's a story that was shared with me about how she was trying to do things, as we say, in a good way when she was going to be participating in an event in Manitoba. And at the end of a conversation she had with someone she had reached out to provide some cultural support, that person said to her, "You're a wannabe Indian," at the end of that call. And she was just devastated and embarrassed and shamed and humiliated. And she told Chris and Vince about what had happened. And they said to her, "Well, you're an amazing songwriter. Just turn it around. Make that something positive that you can share that experience through." So she wrote this song called Wannabe. And the chorus includes the words, "I want to be wisdom, truth, respect, and honesty. I want to be love, courage, and humility." And so that story and her learning is going to give this gift of the seven sacred teachings to everyone. And that is amazing.
I really think that's an important element of tradition, this ability to, in essence, not leave the coin on tails, if it were. You know what I mean? You're almost flipping that luck around, you know?
Yes, and what would the elders tell us to do? You know, my Blackfoot elder from the Big Gunny First Nation, Reg Crochet, was having a conversation with me a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how we don't always learn the ways of the people, so we might not know when we're channeling anger as destructive anger versus constructive anger.
Sure.
And constructive anger is the way of the people.
That's a powerful statement, and I think we're going to leave it at that for the time being. We have a little bit more time to come back and talk, so let's get back into the tunes. So once again, Chantel Kraviazic's Wannabe from the Code Red album is going to be gracing your earbuds during this time. Before our listening today is up, as I was mentioning, we're going to be jumping around a lot with Sandra's music today. We have to get a holiday song, and 'tis the season, so Winter Wonderland is coming up before the end of the show, but kicking things off right now from Sandra's Aurora 12, Asaranor. You ought to turn it up and sing along with Aurora Borealis today on Gyno.
Traveling here